In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think that one of the great fallacies of the Christian life is a belief that God is very far from us, that some enormous distance lies between us and our God, that our Creator, who knows us through and through, is very distant from us, both physically and metaphorically. Most likely, we think that God is in heaven, and that that heaven is far removed from us here on earth. We might have bought the medieval idea or cosmology that says that there are layers to the created order. We are here on earth on one level, and heaven is above us, and hell below us. John Lennon certainly did. In his song Imagine, he writes about doing away with religion in general by singing, "No hell below us, and above us only sky." The predominance of such a layered understanding of creation can be seen in the art of the medieval period, and from there right throughout the Renaissance. Heaven and God, earth and humans, hell and the devil. With the advent of human flight toward the end of the 19th century, there are newspaper cartoons showing bewildered balloon pilots having reached the top of the sky and piercing heaven. Cartoons drawn around the time of the invention of mechanical earth removal and tunneling show equally astonished people digging into hell, and equally surprised looking little devils replete with horns and forked tails waving pitchforks at the intruders breaking through hell's ceiling. We know, or should know, that such a layering, such an understanding of the created order doesn't match reality. Photos of Earth from space show a bright blue orb spinning in the vastness of the universe. No hell below us, and above us only sky. Where then is God? It's a natural question. Us physical beings tied to addresses and suburbs and homes and cars and, well, now locked down in our very city and state and the, shall I say, pariahs of our nation, we exist and move and operate solely in physical, measurable terms. Centimetres and metres and kilometres, parking spaces and traffic, close or far away. We fall for the notion, too, that if we can't see something, then it mustn't exist. And some will say that if God can't be seen, doesn't have an address, as it were, a physical location, then God can't exist either. Yet we believe God exists. And as such, we have therefore, as I said before, tried to give God a place in our world. There above us, as a means by which to locate God in our existence. Regardless of where you think that God lives, it is profoundly important to grasp how well we are known and loved by God, who is nearer and closer to each of us than we can imagine. The psalm set for today, Psalm 139, does this in spades. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. This is an extraordinary testament to the intimate knowledge God has of each of us. Knowledge of all of our movements and all of our ways. There is even foreknowledge, too, about what we are about to do and what we are about to say. Couples who have been together for a long time often talk about how the other person will finish their sentence because their familiarity with them is so great that they practically know what their partner is going to say even before they say it. And the reality is, and it is right here in Psalm 139, that God is the same with every single one of us. God's knowledge of us is so great and so intimate because, as the psalm describes in verse 13, For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. What an extraordinary description. You knit me together. Our body held together by sinew and ligament, tendon and muscle. All of that has been knit together by God, our Creator. What a lovely image. God the knitter, binding us together, row by row, pearl by pearl. When we remark about any given state that we might find ourselves in and say, God knows, God in fact does. At any time, this is good news, that God, the Creator of worlds, knows each of one of us intimately and through and through. Indeed, that God made us fibre and bone. In times like now, where stress and isolation, where anxiety and depression are dark byproducts of this pandemic, this, I hope, is really good news. God is with us in this disaster, and God knows the deepest and darkest fears of our hearts. And God loves us through and through just the same. I hope this gives you comfort. It does me. That even if you're listening to this alone, at home, or reading it or watching it, you are not alone. Indeed, you are never alone, for God is with you. Back to my earlier question, where then is God? Psalm 139 verse 5 reveals God's location, as it were. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Have you ever been hemmed in? I have. Usually in a car park. We usually get hemmed in by traffic, or in the Toorak Village car park, when others are so close to us that we can't go forward and we can't go back. In fact, we can't go anywhere without running into someone else. It refers to, of course, the hem or edging stitched into fabric, where once the edges of the fabric are all torn over and hemmed, the remaining cloth is completely surrounded by that edging, that hem. What's important here is to know that it is God who is hemming us in. That God is in fact so close to us that we can't move any which way without bumping into God. And there is an incredible closeness described here, an intimacy, which is, I am sure you would agree, very different to that idea that we are separated by a great distance from God in heaven and us here on earth. I do an exercise with our Sunday school children on occasion, and you might remember me doing this with them. We're talking about how close God is to them. I get them to hold their hands to their face as close as possible without touching, just like this. I ask them to hold their hands there for a minute or so. And because with young children, they have no idea how long a minute is, there's lots of, are we finished yet? Is the minute over? And even, what is a minute? But also, and this is the point I'm trying to make here, they discover, as will you if you do this, that every now and again, your hands inadvertently touch your face, often when we least expect it. And once the children's hands are lowered, I explain to them that God is as close to us as our hands in front of our face, and often reaches out and touches us, often at times we least expect. God indeed at times, again in Psalm 139, lays God's hand upon us. This knowledge that God is so very close to us that we are never alone is so mind-blowing to the writer of the psalm that she writes in verse 6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it." Well, that's a lovely problem to have. The writer goes on, though, further describing how there is actually nowhere we can ever go without being in God's presence. Listen. Where can I go from your spirit? Or when can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. The psalmist too acknowledges this very human desire to give a place, a location to God, either heaven or Sheol. But all the while, more importantly, saying that there is nowhere we can go without God being there. There is nowhere where we can flee from God's presence. And this means that God is present in the places we might least expect God to be. Personally speaking, I remember vividly having to have a series of x-rays and CT and MRI scans in the immediate aftermath of a car accident. And the doctors told me what they were looking for: skull or neck fractures, internal bleeding. If they found these, it was seriously bad news. And I was petrified. But by the grace of God, I remembered this psalm, one of my favorites. And I remember too that God was with me in that MRI machine and in that emergency room. And indeed, there was nowhere I could go where God would not be with me. That helped me enormously. During these challenging times, with much uncertainty in both the short and long term, Psalm 139 brings great assurance to us. The psalm sings of God's nearness to us in the present and in the future, but also in the past when God knit us together in our mother's wombs. It locates God not in some far-flung heaven, but as near as our next breath, as near as our hands held to our face. In these times of isolation and separation, remember deep in your heart that God, our God, is very near you now and always, and that we never walk alone.